You're listening to SBS News.
Sweden says it will develop a digital vaccination certificate this summer to allow people who have been vaccinated to travel. Authorities plan to work with the World Health Organization and the European Union for its use within Sweden and abroad. From the start of the pandemic, Sweden opted for a controversial COVID-19 approach of keeping large parts of the society open. The announcement came a day after neighboring Denmark also announced it was developing a digital coronavirus passport, which would be ready for use later this year. Swedish Prime Minister Stefan Löfven says creating an international standard is important.
As the Social Affairs Minister said, we are trying to find a common standard. We can't say exactly what the premises are going to be, but we want to find a standard for the EU, of course, in addition to a global standard. Perhaps above all, the certificate should be usable at home for various activities.
Britain's Health Secretary Matt Hancock has defended the speed at which the government has implemented managed hotel isolation for certain arrivals into England. The government announced last month that people coming to England from designated high-risk countries such as Brazil and South Africa would have a 10-day stay in a hotel on arrival. The plan was designated to ensure new variants of the coronavirus are not seeded in the country. But there's still no firm date for when the policy will come into effect, and Mr. Hancock says they want to ensure the measures will work.
Well, we've been working to make sure that we get this right. As I say, talking to my Australian counterpart earlier today, there they've had this in place for some time, and the most important thing though is right now it is against the law to travel unless you've got a good reason. And crucially, everybody who arrives in the UK has to isolate for 10 days.
As the virus that causes COVID-19 mutates into potentially more dangerous forms, the United States is ramping up efforts to detect the new variants. The British variant is more contagious and may carry a higher risk of death than the original strain, while the South African version may render the vaccine somewhat less effective. Some American scientists say the US fell behind in the race to detect dangerous mutations due to a lack of national leadership and overburdened diagnostics. Laboratories. The ultimate fear is that a variant resistant to existing vaccines could eventually emerge. Benjamin Pinksy, medical director of Stanford Clinical Virology Laboratory, says clearly identifying new variants is important, especially as vaccines are being developed.
A number of them have these mutations that may impact their ability to be neutralized by the antibodies generated from vaccination, so they could impact the performance of the vaccines.
16 African countries have shown interest in securing COVID-19 vaccines under an African Union initiative that aims to deliver allocations in the next 3 weeks. As wealthier nations push ahead with mass immunisation, Africa is seeking to immunise 60% of its 1.3 billion people in the next 3 years. Only a handful of African nations have begun giving doses. Separate from the efforts of the 55-member AU, Africa is to receive about 600 million vaccine doses this year via the COVAX program, co-led by the WHO. The head of the Africa Centres for Disease Control and Prevention, John Nyengasong, says with the COVID-19 fatality rate on the continent rising, vaccinating people is critical.
Our hope is that in the next 2 to 3 weeks, they should be having their vaccines, because this is an emergency. So, but I'll keep you updated, and on, of course, regular basis. It is our priority to make sure that these vaccines are delivered in a timely fashion so that countries can start vaccinating. But I cannot give you a specific date that the vaccines will be arriving.
India's health ministry says that country's number of active COVID-19 cases is continuing to decline, with the current tally at less than 160,000. The results of India's third nationwide study of virus prevalence found that 21.5% of adults had already been infected before vaccination started. Health ministry officials say this implies that a large section of India's nearly 1.4 billion population remains vulnerable. India has so far administered more than 4.5 million doses of vaccine, with health workers, doctors and paramedic staff being the first recipients. The Director General at the Indian Council for Medical Research, Balram Bhargava, says there is no room for complacency despite declining rates.
A large proportion of our population still remains vulnerable, and prevalence amongst healthcare workers is 25.7%. And more important to remember that prevention is the key. Vaccines are necessary, and we have to have no complacency in terms of use of masks, maintaining distance, hand hygiene, and social gatherings.
With more than 10.7 million cases, India has recorded the second highest number of COVID-19 cases in the world after the US. More than 150,000 people have died so far with the disease in India. And for health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.